Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Well, I've said at the beginning of the season it was for us to finish as high as we possibly can. And that is the aim for the game. You know, our season doesn't finish until the whistle blows on Sunday. So it'll be a tough game for us away at Stoke. But we go there and we want to finish the season strong. I always believe that it's a good sign of the team if they can keep going right to the very end. And that'll be our ambition for the game against Stoke.
It's the second and final farewell for Steven Gerrard. The Anfield one was emotional off the pitch. It fell flat against Palace on it. Today at the Britannia Stadium, there's a chance to send Gerrard off with a win. Well, Liverpool and Gerrard set the challenge of securing fifth place in the Premier League today. There's still the possibility of dropping two positions should Spurs and Southampton get final day victories, so there's still plenty to play for. Liverpool's 11, perhaps a surprising one, but given all that Raheem Sterling has been through off the pitch and the headlines created, he is only a substitute for today's game. There's no obvious centre-forward in the Liverpool side. Their 11 has Simon Mignolet in goal. A back four of Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Mamadou Sakho and Alberto Moreno. Joe Allen and Lucas in the midfield. Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson and Adam Lallana, with Philippe Coutinho playing as a false number nine. On the bench for Liverpool today, Danny Ward, Kolo Touré, Dejan Lovren, Ricky Lambert, Raheem Sterling, who was given a hostile send-off at the end of his warm-up as he walked past the Liverpool fans towards the tunnel, Jordan Ibe and Lazar Markovic. The Liverpool away end today is full of the flags and banners around Steven Gerrard. Perhaps the one that sums it up, nice one, Stevie Lahr. Massive red banner in the right corner of the away end. They play a Stoke City side who can't change their position in the Premier League. They'll finish ninth, equaling their highest ever Premier League finish, but they have already achieved their highest ever Premier League points total, 51 they're currently on. Asmir Begovic is in goal, once heavily linked with Liverpool. The back four of Jeff Cameron, Ryan Shawcross the captain, Mark Muniesa and Eric Peters. A midfield two of Glenn Whelan and Stephen Nzonzi, who started every Premier League game this season for Stoke. Further forward, the three of Jonathan Walters, the Scouser, who does enjoy scoring against the Reds. Charlie Adam, the former Liverpool player, who appeared 37 times in the red shirt. And Marco Arnautovic. And then up front is Mamadou Diouf. Alongside me in the Radio City commentary box, David Fairclough. This afternoon, Liverpool in all black, Stoke in the red and white tops and the white shorts, and just a brilliant atmosphere. It always seems to be here, David.
Fantastic, absolutely brilliantly set up. The welcome for the players was extraordinary. You'd have thought that this meant a lot more than being the final game of a Premier League season. Feels like set up for a major, major cup tie. So they want to go out on a bang, Stoke. They've set the scene. It's up to Liverpool boys to react, I think. And if you don't want to play here then today, then you don't want to play anyway. It's absolutely fantastic.
Quite a few thousand Liverpool fans behind the goal to our right-hand side. You're with Radio City Sport on Radio City 96.7. On City Talk 105.9, you'll find Everton's final game of the season at Goodison Park against Spurs. Graham Sharp and Alan Irwin will provide you with company and commentary on that one. Immaculate pitch. The gardener's done a top job here. If you could see the way he's cut the lawn, the pitch, you'd be very impressed. We're underway, and Stoke start the game. And an early throw-in on the right-hand side. Jeff Cameron takes it, middle of the Liverpool half, gives to the lanky figure of Nzonzi, former Blackburn man, roll back in towards the Stoke half, and then return to Begovic.
I don't think he's a gardener either. I think he's a groundsman, I think he would call himself.
I think I got everything wrong in that sentence, didn't I? Long ball up towards Diouf, edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Skrtel slices it clear towards Allen, gets no purchase on it. Comes back underneath the feet of Charlie Allen, can't bustle his way through. Eventually Liverpool break. First touch for Gerrard on the halfway line. Now Philippe Coutinho. winner of all the awards, you'd think, for Liverpool this season. He wrapped up all the awards that the club's official do this week to add to his inclusion in the PFA Team of the Year and the Player of the Year there. One of the very few persistent or consistent performers for Liverpool this season.
The game.
Might happen for Stoke here. It's broken with Charlie Adam. Advances towards the edge of the Liverpool penalty. A left-footed shot. Really caught that. Solidly threw it with the left foot from Charlie Adam. He took the shot a couple of yards outside the penalty area. Just lifted high over the crossbar at the end of the day. It remains goalless.
Well, I think from Mignolet's viewpoint, I think he knows that this shot's going over the bar. It didn't seem to really bother him. Lifted everybody in the crowd. It was a sort of an exciting moment, but clearly Mignolet didn't feel fussed because he didn't even venture to cover the shot. A little bit of anxiety maybe in the Liverpool back line. The Sacco came over the top of Lucas, and the two of them going for the same ball created that opportunity.
Stoke City over the halfway line, and back Liverpool come though with Allen. Square to Gerrard. Gerrard in front of the centre circle. Feeds it out perfectly to Coutinho on the right wing. Good build-up. Coutinho dribbles it into the box. Right-footed. Opportunity, Coutinho! Oh, and he can't find the final delivery with the shot. Left-footed. He's caught it wrong. And he's ballooned it behind Begovic's goal.
He rarely works a good position for himself. He twists and turns. He's coming off the right-hand side. Should have done better, no doubt about that. The shot was a little bit of a wild slash rather than trying to pick out a corner of the goal, which was potentially where he needed to put the ball. Interesting to see though, as we see Liverpool building up, Coutinho's playing very much down the right hand side. Lallana edges over to the left, but then when Liverpool are building up, he ventures a little bit inward, allows Moreno to come down the left hand side. Just saying about Nzonze. Nzonze's a real powerful runner, and you've got to sort of watch them run.
Coutinho, great ball to Lallana. Gets into the penalty area quite wide. Coutinho there to help. Goes for goal himself, Lallana. And left footed just curves it wide. Best opportunity Liverpool have had, and best snatch on goal that they've seen anyway.
Well, it was a good break by Liverpool, and Lallana gets into the situation with similar where Coutinho found himself in some minutes ago. Coutinho's effort was wild. This time Lallana went for what was needed. He tried to bend in the corner. I suspect it wasn't that far wide of the post, although when you looked at the Liverpool players who were up there trying to get in support, they felt that he should have cut it back. But I think he was right to have a shot. It was the tight angle, but he was unlucky.
Muniesa to Peters, the left back for Stoke. Dribbles it to the halfway line, then delivers to Arnautovic. Will take on Emre Can. He tries to beat him on the left side. Gets his way through with the help of a deflection. Charlie Adam takes a shot. That's easy for Diouf, and it's 1-0 for Stoke City. Charlie Adam's shot. Some appeals for offside from Lucas Samamadou Sakho. Not appeals that the referee is even vaguely interested in. But a very straightforward finish by Diouf. At the end, the shot from Charlie Adam just a bit too hot for Simon Mignolet to hold, and he parried it to his left side. Diouf was there, rammed it home. It's Stoke 1, Liverpool 0.
Liverpool complained for offside. It's never offside, unfortunately. For me, Chan allowed Arnautovic to make too much progress down the left-hand side. Far too easy for Arnautovic just to work his way down the left-hand side. Chan doesn't look suited to being a right-back at all. I've said that since he was first sort of began to be played there earlier in some weeks ago now. But his heart doesn't really look into it in that position either. So the fact that Arnautovic was made able to progress, he puts a reasonable shot in. He could ask questions of Mignolet. He should have maybe held on to it better. The fact that he pushed it right into Diouf's path. I mean, the easiest goal probably he's scored this season.
It's Arnautovic, drives himself into the box, releases it to Diouf, looks for a second! Oh, he smashed that one above Simon Mignolet. And Mama Diouf with a wonderful finish. And Stoke's lead is stretching. They're not interested in the Gerrard send-off. Stoke 2, Liverpool 0. Arnautovic doing good work again on the left-hand side. But that was an absolutely top-draw strike from Diouf.
Well, it is, but again, you've got to look. I have to say, Chan, he allows Arnautovic he's far too easily beaten on the left-hand side again. He slips the ball into Diouf. He's a big, strong, solid lad, Diouf. And there he lets one go. Obviously, Mignolet's deceived by the flight of the ball. I was just thinking a few minutes ago, I was just thinking, well, it's going to be very important how Liverpool react to losing one goal, because if they allow them, Stoke, to build up ahead of steam and they get two, then certainly you can see a little bit of a difficult day here for the Reds. And now that they have given away that second, it's very worrying, I have to say.
Throw in towards Antonzi. Holds it up on the right side of the Liverpool box. Allen's close to him. Roll back for Charlie. Adam gets to the corner flag. Curls across in towards Diouf. Backs into Jan. Oh, it'll be three here. No, that's a great save. It's headed over the line. It's Jonathan Walters. Stoke are embarrassing Liverpool on the final day of the season. Exactly on the 30-minute mark. They've now scored three. The Scouser Walters, who always enjoys playing against the team he supports, has put Stoke City 3-0 up. It was almost Diouf with the goal for his hat-trick. Walters hung around and headed a ball just which bobbled right past the line. The first shot by Walters, saved by the keeper, and then he gets another chance. 3-0.
What a ridiculously bad goal. I mean, a dreadful goal. I mean, Mignolet does quite well initially. He keeps the first shot out from Walters, who's got a tough angle. When the ball then comes straight back to him, it's one of those kind of schoolyard goals, really. Walters just sticks his head on it and just goes into the goal. You couldn't believe what you're seeing, in fairness. Chan is having an absolute nightmare in that position, and he looks like he just doesn't want to be there.
Well, exactly 10 years on from Istanbul, you can't see Liverpool coming back from this 3-0 deficit. It's damage limitation, I think. It's Lallana into the Stoke penalty area. Oh, he's been clipped. That's a shout, surely. Well, it looked like it. Lallana furious that the referee's not going to consider it. That's from our position, that looked like the Stoke player had crashed into Lallana's knees and brought him onto the floor.
That's a penalty without shadow of a doubt. Referee was wrong to shake his head there. Great ball by Gerrard out to Lallana. Lallana did quite well because there wasn't anything really on for him to shoot at, so he's just trying to buy himself some time.
That's a throw-in by Jeff Cameron, headed on by Walters. Diouf challenges for it. Sacco just about survives. Lost to Charlie Adam. Adam on the edge of the penalty area. Well, surely this can't get any worse. Stoke 4, Liverpool 0. Charlie Adam, a deliberate thunderbolt into the right corner of the net. It's a horrible, horrible way to end the Premier League season. And it makes you feel so, so low. Stoke 4, Liverpool 0. Embarrassing.
Never seen anything like it, I'll be honest. It's a bad ball from Sacco. And, you know, I've been given a bit of praise just a couple of minutes ago, but he puts Lucas in a little bit of a difficult situation. The pass isn't absolutely as crisp as it might have been. Lucas struggles to get control, and from that he's robbed by Charlie Adam, who they have been sort of very much, they have been biting at Liverpool in all of this first half, the Stoke midfield. So it was a dangerous ball to play by Sacco. But then he advances up to the edge of the penalty area a little bit comfortably and is able to pick his spot in the corner. It's a dreadful moment, and the score, well, I've never ever seen it, 4-0. Not against Liverpool, anyway. You know, in this day and age, you would have wanted to go out on a good note. With all the disappointments of recent weeks, it's difficult for Liverpool to you know, on a day like
today. 1 minute left to half-time. Well, surely Liverpool have never been 5-0 down at half-time in ever match, any match ever in their history. But to be 5-0 down after 44 minutes is a very sad indictment of what we've watched today. Stoke are making history, and Steven Gerrard's last game for Liverpool is one which he will want to wipe from his own memory bank. The captain looks a disconsolate figure as he walks back to the halfway line, but even he couldn't rouse his side from this. Steven Ndonsi, right footed, and he's found the top right corner of the net, and Stoke have blown Liverpool apart today. Brendan Rodgers' side, a shell shot. Stoke 5, Liverpool 0.
Well, can words actually describe what we've seen in this first half? It's just unbelievable. And Zonzi, I said before, loves to stride forward, but you've got to check him. You've got to, you know, make it difficult for somebody like him. He had acres of space to wander into. The finishes is fantastic, give him his credit. But Liverpool's midfield has been largely anonymous, and clearly, well, at 3-0, I thought, well, maybe we might get to half-time and it would be 3-0, but 5-0?
Heads have dropped in the Liverpool team, but can they make this corner count? It's just spun wide of the post, and the referee blows his whistle. I've never seen anything like it. Liverpool are 5-0 down at half-time. Stoke have blown them away. Chronically short, this Reds team. We question the tactics and the lineup at the start of play, and Stoke just simply stuck to their guns and what they're good at. And within 20 odd minutes, Dewford scored two, and Zonzi adding a goal, Charlie Adam getting in on the spectacular, Jonathan Walters as well. And those Liverpool heads are as low as they can go as they walk towards the tunnel. And they have to walk past the Liverpool fans, and quite a few of them are really making their feelings known. There's fingers being pointed, there's shouts from that section of support in the corner, and a lot of them are saying, it's just not good enough. It's not good enough for our club, and it's not good enough for the badge. David Fairclough.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I'm absolutely stunned as a Liverpool fan. You know, this is as bad as it gets. And as far as the manager's concerned, what he's going to give is, this must be the most difficult half-time talk he's ever had to give. How you lift players who are 5-0 down is a difficult one. I was just interested to watch the reaction there of the fans. As a lot of the fans were a little bit disappointed by a lot of players' performances there, and were booing in one thing and another. When Steven Gerrard approached that corner, he had a standard ovation. He got a lot of applause, and it must be extremely difficult for someone like Steve, who's given his heart and soul to Liverpool Football Club, to be part of such a sad day as this is. I feel for it as a Liverpool fan, and I don't know what to say.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Britannia Stadium as matches go. This is pretty gruesome to see through if you're a Liverpool fan. Stoke City 5, Liverpool 0. And we're nearly ready to start the second half. Just having a quick look round. Has there been... Colo Torre's down there. What are the two changes, Dave? You've had a look there.
Chan and Moreno are off, and Torre and Ibe are on. I'd say Chan has had an absolute nightmare. So I think he'll be relieved to be off. Moreno, at times, was getting caught out of position. I saw Rodgers on a couple of occasions sort of shouting to Moreno and asking him to do something. Clearly, he wasn't happy about Moreno not doing something or other, so he's paid the penalty probably for that. Do you bring three substitutes on if you have the opportunity? 5-0 down, I suspect you do, really. What's the point of just keeping one back?
So they've almost got three at the back now. You've got Torre, Skirtle and Sacco as the three. You've got Jordan Ibe's left wing back, Lallana as right wing back, Lucas in the centre with Allen, Henderson, Gerrard, Coutinho.
3-1-4-2. Doesn't make sense of that.
That's a new one. Liverpool kicking from left to right. We're underway. They trail by 5-0. Can they at least make the embarrassment a little bit less? Torre tries to clear the ball up the right line, hits the man in front of him.
Gerrard goes out for a goal kick.
Yeah, Gerrard's playing as a striker, isn't he, really?
He is now. Well, Coutinho against Shawcross isn't going to be easy for Coutinho, I wouldn't have thought.
Desperation stakes, 5-0 down. Mignolet clears the ball long. Gerrard jumped but missed it. Shawcross heads it away, dragged out of the sky by Lallana. I'm sure they're all aware of the responsibility and the need to respond to such a disastrous scoreline. Gerrard square into the centre for Coutinho. Coutinho tries to get the run past Nzonzi, has to play a ball out wide to Jordan Ibe. Ibe trying to skip it forward, oh, he's gone around his man. This looks promising. Ibe to the dead ball line, appeals for a handball inside the penalty area. Again, the referee nonplussed by the Liverpool players. Stoke break free on the left-hand side with Charlie Adam. He's pushed one into the centre of the field, which Sacco picks up first. Well, Liverpool just have to try and keep the confidence high. Coutinho breaking forward. The ball spilled to Allen. Allen can't do anything with it. And then Charlie Adam deceives Jordan Henderson. And Stoke spray a pass out to the left-hand side. They look like they're strolling at the moment, Stoke. Here's Arnautovic up to the edge of the box. Too far ahead of Charlie Adam with his pass. And so Joe Allen could deliver a pass out to the left-hand side himself.
Liverpool had strong claims for a penalty. They all claimed for a penalty. I have to say, I thought the referee was right. I've got to a good position. And then when he gets into those positions, he just has to be a little bit more sort of precise, I think. He plays the ball in. It hit the Stoke defender's hand rather than hand to ball, so to speak. So the referee was right in not giving it. But, you know, we're seeing good things from Ive, particularly, getting down that left-hand side. He just got to, as I say, produce a little bit of quality at the end of it.
Henderson infield, onto the chest of Whelan. Play continues. Back the ball goes into Muniesa. And then Muniesa kicks it into touch. And it's going to be a throw-in for Liverpool to take on the right-hand side. Well,
I think given the fuss...
What do you think of that? Any contention in not giving a decision?
I think Nzonzi's done Skelton a huge favour by getting
back to his feet.
Yeah,
it would have been a yellow otherwise,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the referee would have been forced to give a yellow. Skelton was a little bit unwise, really, to go in with a challenge. He probably needs to shake Nzonzi's hand after this match.
There's Coutinho, ball through to Gerrard. Now a chance for Lallana, but a big save produced when needed from Begovic. Liverpool's best opportunity so far. Lallana, who scored last week, but pushed away by Begovic. Top, top keeper. Spoke about it before the game. He might be someone who might be on the move this summer. And as Liverpool look for strength in that area as well, surely we should be a club that's in the market for a Begovic.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's been a keeper who's really caught the eye for a few years now. I saw to Begovic a few weeks ago, actually. I can't believe how big he is. 6'7", he's absolutely huge. And strangely, a Liverpool fan.
As Liverpool break, could be good. Out to Gerrard, goes for goal himself. Touch around the post by Asmir Begovic. And Liverpool, the past couple of minutes at least, are starting to produce something of a tempo and maybe asking one or two things of the Stoke keeper. Corner from the right side, which Lallana's going to take. Stoke 5, Liverpool 0. In a 45 to forget. Lallana's corner in from the right. Headed clear by Peters. Drops out of the penalty area for Henderson to pick it off first. Sends it backwards to the halfway line for Lucas. Him up to Allen. Too easily dispossessed. Oh, onside is Diouf. There's a ball chipped forward to him by Cameron. It's Diouf. He's rolled it. Perhaps it's six. Oh, he's wasted his lines there. Thankfully, Arnautovic couldn't hit number six for Stoke. It certainly should have been. And they had 3-on-1. And Diouf opted not to go for the hat-trick himself. He rolled it for Arnautovic, who blazed it. Although it did get a touch. Referee said it's a corner on the left side.
Well, he chose the wrong option in the end. Thankfully, he did, because I think it was Cameron who was the option to the right-hand side. He seemed more ideally suited. Instead, he's rolled it over to the left-hand side. The ball was underplayed, and that gave us that opportunity to get a challenge in. But Allen losing the ball where he lost it. Criminal. The touch was so heavy. 3-1.
Corner kick. Adam takes it for Stoke. Goes right the way through. They just made the change. Peter Odemwingie has come on to replace Jonathan Walters, who's scored in the first half. And Odemwingie is a handful to deal with as well. And he's picked up a position right-hand side of Diouf. But it's Liverpool with it. Coutinho takes possession into the centre circle. Gerrard then smashes a crossfield ball into the path of Lallana, who cuts inside, and then the referee says that he's been bowled over by Arnautovic unfairly, and it's going to be a free kick.
Well, Lallana, you know, he knew what he was doing. He's putting it in front of the player. Arnautovic can have no arguments with that at all. Shrewd play by Lallana.
It's Allen to Henderson, and bowled into the centre of the field for Gerrard. Gerrard plays it out wide onto the left wing, where Ide picks up possession for Liverpool. And Pace gets himself to the left edge of the penalty area, rolls it short for Gerrard, and take a shot from here. Oh, fair play. Had a go at goal from 22-3 yards out. It wasn't too far off, just sailed over the top of the crossbar.
Good effort from Stevie. That area where we've seen him score from, on many occasions, left-hand side of the box, comes in on his right foot just a little bit too much over, only just cleared the crossbar.
Now Gerrard breaking through with a header on from Lambert. It's Gerrard. He signed off in style. Steven Gerrard scores for Liverpool. Liverpool's leading Premier League goal scorer this season with 9. And quite fitting that on his final day in the Barclays Premier League, he should net. Liverpool's captain in his 710th game for the football club takes it to 186 goals in the Liverpool shirt. And on a day of doom at the Britannia Stadium, there's one bright spark, and it's Steven Gerrard's goal, which sends the Liverpool fans home with something to talk about. Stoke 5, Liverpool 1.
And that is respect, because all Stoke fans are on their feet in a real show of tribute to Steven Gerrard. How fitting that he should actually score on his final day. There wasn't any doubt as he raced in on Begovic that he would pick and make the most of the opportunity. Picked the corner out and just rolled it calmly past Azimir Begovic.
Now can they break through again, Liverpool? Ball rolled short by Lambert to Coutinho. Takes it from distance, the shot. And it's saved inside the six-yard box by Begovic. Here's Adam to Diouf, left side of the penalty area. Chips in, oh, Crouch! It's 6-1 Stoke City. Peter Crouch with an assured header into the left corner of Simon Mignolet's net. And Crouch might have just written the end of this disastrous story for Liverpool in the Potteries. Absolutely smashed to pieces, this scoreline. So, so damaging to Liverpool today. They've been better in the second half, but nonetheless, second best overall. And Peter Crouch, another man with a Scouse connection, adding more heartache to the Scousers as they go home. Stoke 6, Liverpool 1.
Wouldn't you just know it, really? I mean, been a number of coincidences about today's score sheet for Stoke, but a little bit too easy a goal from a Liverpool point of view. Diouf has all the time in the world down the left-hand side. Okay, he shouldn't have had that amount of space initially, but then Torre doesn't really close him down tight enough. He allows him to cross it, and Torre's got to approach him. With his experience, you wouldn't have thought that he'd allowed Diouf that opportunity to cross the ball. He just sends a simple cross in. It's good. It's right into the area where you'd want your centre-forward. Simplest of goals for Crouch. Probably couldn't believe the opportunity that he was gifted.
And it's with Shawcross. Shawcross out to the left-hand side. Just deceiving his man. Well, the full-time whistle goes at the Britannia Stadium, and Liverpool have conceded 6 goals for the first time in the league since 1963. They've never conceded 6 goals in the Premier League before. It was an absolute first half of heartache. 5-0 down at the break, completely on their knees to a Stoke side who were rampant. Steven Gerrard on his farewell scored a goal which was somewhat fitting for his departure. But Stoke enhanced their 5-goal margin with a late header from Peter Crouch. The Scousers came back to haunt Liverpool. Jonathan Walters, Peter Crouch and Charlie Adam, all with strong links and all with goals today. Never seen a scoreline like it, and never want to again. Stoke City 6, Liverpool 1. The applause from the away fans is just for Steven Gerrard. David Fairclough, your thoughts on the game?
Well, I never ever thought it would be at a game where I'd see Liverpool 5-0 down. It brought tears to my eyes, I'll be honest. It was so sad, so sad. I think we saw the lineup initially before the game and wondered what system Liverpool would play. It didn't work. Whatever Brendan had up his sleeve and however he thought it was going to pan out, it just didn't go the way, you know, he thought. And that half-time team tour must have been probably the hardest and most difficult he's ever had to give. And he got a better performance from Liverpool in the second half. There's no doubt about that. And certainly, the team that finished there for Liverpool should have been the team that started for Liverpool. It had a little bit more balance. Granted, you know, we conceded another goal, but it had much more balance about it. It looked more purposeful. And it made Stoke think a little bit. Our initial team lineup, I think, played into Stoke's hands. Post-match.
Listen, I've always said, you know, if the owners want me to go, I go. It's as simple as that. But I still feel that I've got a lot to offer here, the club. I think that there's a lot has happened this year that's made the job difficult, and we've kept fighting right to the very end. But I totally understand that. As I said, last season when everything's working well and everyone has the, you know, you have the support of everyone. But performances like today don't help you, Chris, and I'm fully aware of that.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 600 60.